Money. Money.
Mortgage credit certificate. Any first-time homebuyers out there listening to the show today, first-time homebuyer, actually a definition for Washington State, means that you have not owner-occupied a property in the last 3 years. So if you have owned a property, maybe with the financial meltdown, you lost your home, but you've been renting now for at least 3 years, you are actually considered a first-time homebuyer. Or if you own a property in another state, but you're renting here, as long as you've been renting here for 3 years, you're considered a first-time homebuyer. So what I want to talk about today is a tax credit available for first-time homebuyers. It's called the MCC, or the Mortgage Credit Certificate. They call it a mortgage credit certificate because you get a certificate, and it's for your mortgage interest as a tax credit. Now, credit means dollar for dollar. We're not talking about a percentage of. So unlike the deduction of homeownership, which is a percentage of an amount, this is actually a dollar for dollar tax credit. It's really easy. It's 20% of all the interest you pay on your mortgage for the life of the loan. Pretty substantial credit. So if you were on, let's just say you had a loan amount of $300,000 at a 3.5% interest rate, which, not quoting interest rates today, but on some of your government loans, average has kind of been around that depending on what your qualifying factors would be. But let's just say 3.5. I went conservative, meaning I used a lower rate because that's going to give a more conservative amount on the savings, the tax credit, because the more interest you pay, the higher your rate is, the more interest you pay, which means you have a higher tax credit. But in this example, you would have paid $10,500 in interest in the first year. 20% of that is $2,100. That's the tax credit for the first year. $2,100, divide that by 12 months, it's $175 a month savings. Buying potential, this is going to increase your buying power out there on the market. Another $20,000-$30,000 in buying power. So it has a pretty substantial impact on the actual property that you can purchase. Now, in order to see that money on a monthly basis, because it's simple math, you pay $10,000 of income tax and you have, let's say, $2,000 in a credit, to make it simple for myself and for you. That means you have a $2,000 less that you're paying in income taxes, again, dollar for dollar. But instead of having to wait to see that money at the end of the year, because it's real money, you want to maximize and take advantage of your take-home pay. Consult with your licensed CPA. Find out how to amend your W-4 with your employer so that you can actually see that, in this example, $125 a month additional in, $175 a month additional in your take-home. And that's how you can increase your buying power, because you're seeing that money every month rather than waiting to the end of the year to get that back. Now, yes, your interest does go down, but if we just took this example over 10 years, interest paid in 10 years, $75,000, 20% of that is $15,000 over in 10 years you save dollar for dollar. Just divide that by 120 months. It really means your average is $125 a month. It's not a replacement for your deduction, so you still can, you get your deduction on the other 80% of the interest, the 20% interest that you're getting dollar for dollar credit. The other 80%, you're going to take your percentage of deduction, whatever tax bracket that you're in, 15, 25, 33%. But it, unlike how the deduction works, sometimes you're not able to take advantage of those deductions because of how you're filing. With the tax credit, again, it's dollar for dollar. It comes right off of your income prior to any deductions that you have. So unless you're not paying income taxes to equal that amount, you're going to get the full cut credit regardless. Now, this is not a loan. It's an actual certificate, again, that goes with any loan. You can utilize it with your conventional financing, FHA financing, for our veterans listening to the show, VA financing. If you're purchasing in a rural area, USDA financing. So any type of financing that's available, if you qualify for the tax credit, you can utilize it. Also for fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, so it doesn't matter. Not that I'm encouraging adjustable rate mortgages in this interest rate market, but again, it is available with anything that you do choose you want to go with. There is a one-time fee that's paid to the Washington State Housing Finance Commission, because there is processing of the MCC tax credit, and the one-time fee that they charge is $650. Now, if you want to refinance after you've closed on your mortgage, you can actually reissue the tax credit again with your new mortgage. Now, if you're listening and you go, well, I own a home, and based on the information that you're telling me, I would qualify for this tax credit. Unfortunately, if you didn't take it out when you purchased your home, you can't actually get it now. It's too late. But if you did get it when you purchased your home as the first time home buyer, when you go to refinance, you can just reissue that. If you do want to reissue it with your new loan, which you would, there'd be no reason you would not. There is a second fee, one fee at that time, which is $450. So it's again for the processing of that through the Washington State Housing Finance Commission. The credit, if for some reason you don't pay enough income taxes to use that credit, I don't think we're going to have any challenges in this market here, because what you're paying for a home, you're making, you wouldn't be able to qualify for a mortgage if you're not going to pay enough income taxes to actually take advantage of that credit. But if you did, the credit will actually carry over for 3 years. So if you couldn't take advantage of all of it the first year, you can carry it over for 3 years. Now, outside of being a first-time home buyer, requirement one for qualifying, the second is the actual income that you make. So you can't make too much money to qualify for the tax credit. The tax credit is set up for people that they feel need to utilize it or in a certain income bracket. So if you're purchasing your home in King or Snohomish County, one to two people in your household, that would be $90,000. Maximum income, household income, $90,000. If you have three or more in your household, children count, that would be $97,000. And then Pierce Thurston Kitsap, one to two person, $80,000, three people, $90,000. There are purchase price limitations as well. Again, it depends on county. If you're purchasing in King County, maximum purchase price is $450,000. And in Snohomish and Pierce County, it's $370,000. So if you did find a home that was $1,000 over the maximum purchase price, I've had the question asked, can you come in with a more down payment to stay within that? No, the purchase price cannot exceed $450,000, regardless of what you're doing for a down payment. And also, you can use the Zero Down Grant Program. There's grant programs available out there that you actually do not have to pay back. It's a true jerk grant. They're just going to give it to you. You're not paying interest, no cost associated to it at all, and you don't have to pay it back. You can actually use that and put the tax credit, the MCC tax credit, in conjunction with it. So pretty awesome opportunity for any of my first-time home buyers listening today. Property, there's no restrictions outside of the multifamily. So as long as a single-family, condo, townhome, they all qualify. So great opportunity to save some money, increase that buying potential. If you have any questions, as always, you can pick up the phone, give the show a call at 1-855-411-50. Again, 1-855-411-50, or online at themoneyhour.com. And you can listen to any of my podcasts from the show, previous information as well. And coming up next on the Money Hour, with so many credit repair companies out there and a lack of sites willing to bring you the real story on credit repair, I think it's important, being that this is the Money Hour, to share this important arena with you. So I have an expert with us, Scott Schaff with CE Group Credit Repair, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, after this short break.